Thank you very much, Mr. Jayats. We'd like to start with our working paper 3, Approaches to Strengthen Measures for Emerging Infectious Disease Based Upon Lessons Learned from Ebola Outbreak. Actually, this working paper is the revised paper presented to the last meeting of state party last year, in which we try to share our experience and findings or lessons from our experience to combat Ebola outbreak in 2014 and in setting up the infectious disease response team in the Japan disaster relief organizations for this purpose. In this paper, we highlight the importance of the to know the counterparts, to identify and if possible to have a good working relationship with the local counterpart of recipient countries. In case of Ebola in Congo, as Japan has extended the public health cooperation to Democratic Republic of Congo for many years, we have known the administrative structures in the public health, and we have known the counterpart, which extremely helped us that the operation in assisting the combat of this disease. Also, we are highlighting the importance of the dispatching the reconnaissance assessment team as soon as possible. In such cases, we have to set up the relief team with limited time and with very limited time and budget. Therefore, we have to make it very, very tailor-made to the situation. In order to understand the situation, the local needs, our views as it is very important to send the assessment team as soon as possible. The third point is the importance to encourage self-reliance or ownership of the recipient countries in the operations. After the emergency operations, it is important to assist the capacity building of the recipient countries. In this capacity building efforts, the sense of ownership is particularly important. As I have already elaborated the contents of this paper in the last MST meeting, this year's paper is just with a technical revision of the data or something. I do not want to go into the detail, but we do hope that this paper can be a good reference to those state parties that are now considering to creating a new rapid response team or improving their existing capacity. Thank you very much. Now we'd like to talk about the working paper 4.